Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
We know we live on a living planet. It's moving and it's doing things all the time. But when it comes to earthquakes, especially around the Newcastle and Hunter area, there aren't too many of us that when the word earthquake is mentioned, we're not immediately transported back to December 28, 1989, and the earthquake which shook Newcastle. Sadly, deaths and a lot of people injured. But we are getting rumbles, and we're getting grumbles all the time. 15 earthquakes recorded since July, so I thought it would be a good opportunity to have a chat to this gentleman, Marco Maldoni, seismologist at Geoscience Australia. Marco, good morning. It is a living planet, and it's moving around all the time.
Well, yes, it is. The thing is that Australia is sitting on a tectonic plate, which is squeezed by the tectonic plate. So there's a lot of stress that's built up right across our continent. And essentially, that stress is released every now and then in the form of an earthquake. And that's what you've been observing in the Hunter Valley so far.
It's interesting, prior to 1989, there wouldn't have been too many of us living in the Hunter that thought we were an earthquake zone. Sure, we'd had a few tremors and a few rumbles, but obviously that really brought it home to us and realising that, yeah, we are in an area. I suppose, is there really an area that is not capable of having an earthquake?
The thing is that you can never discount that. That's right. The thing is, if you do get an earthquake in a particular area, that increases the likelihood of further earthquake or further earthquakes, and that's the reality. As far as the Hunter Valley is concerned, what you've been seeing this past seismic activity is a reflection of the fact there are a number of active fault lines through which the stress is released.
Marco, earthquakes and this kind of area of expertise, is it a science? How much do you know, or how can you accurately predict? Or is it just a case of extrapolating the data and saying, well, in this area, because this has happened, that could happen? Are you ever surprised?
Well, I'm not surprised about earthquakes in the Hunter Valley. The thing is, I don't have the stats across me at the moment, but as I mentioned, there have been earthquakes in the past, so you know there's going to be earthquakes in the future. The best we can do is work out an average number of earthquakes per 10 years and so on, but we're certainly not at the stage where we can predict earthquakes.
Is there a difference between an earthquake and an earth tremor, or are they just the same beast in different names?
That's pretty much the same phenomenon that we're talking about.
A lot of people are concerned the Hunter region has a lot of mining, and people turn around and say, well, no wonder we're getting more earth tremors, because we've been digging coal out of the Hunter for the last couple of hundred years, and that's causing problems. Is there any link between mining and the frequency of earthquakes?
Look, it's actually an area that I'm not familiar with because working for the Australian Tsunami Warning Centre, we are more of an operational centre as opposed to a research centre.
Okay. Well, a lot of people throw that into the mix. And one of the things that we also get upset about also is the Richter scale. Now, it's very, very complicated, and we probably don't have a whole lot of time to go into it. Do we operate on the Richter scale in Australia, or is there another measurement that we use?
Well, actually, I must say that the media seems to be the only one that operates on the Richter scale. We have been using for a number of years now what we call ML, a local magnitude. The thing that I can tell you without getting too technical is that the Richter scale was designed for California using a particular instrument. Now, California has got a particular geology, which is not Australian geology, so it wouldn't be the best possible magnitude scale to use for a continent.
Okay, so look, they're going to keep happening. As we said, it is a living planet. Have we got anything to be concerned about? If we hear a rumble, it's just a part of the Earth doing what it's normally doing?
Well, yes, as far as the Hunter Valley is concerned. But having said that, if it is a really large rumble, the thing you should do is always take cover under a desk or a bed, or take cover near the corner of a building, which is structurally the most sound part of the building.
Marco, thanks for your time this morning. And it's because of the history we have had, a lot of people, the minute we hear about earthquakes, people start to go, is it a build-up? Is it a build-up? Thanks for giving us a little bit of more light on the subject this morning.
2NURFM 103.7.